Everybody, my name's Darren, and I'm an alcoholic. And I'm already breaking the rules because I don't have a year. But I've been sober a really long time, just not in a row. So this time around, I got like 10 months and 2 weeks. And, you know, when I drink, it's gets really bad really fast. And within a couple days, it's warm vodka from under my bed in a plastic bottle. And my friends in the program are like, "Are you drinking a lot, Darren?" And I'll say, "Not really, just every half an hour." And that's around the clock, and that's what happens to me. And I get physically addicted to alcohol in about 48 hours, and if I don't drink, I'm physically ill, and I swear it off every night. And I can make it till about 10:30 in the morning, and then I have to go get some vodka or some other hard alcohol to make it through the day. I don't know that I was born alcoholic. I don't really think I was, but I grew up in the 80s, and there was a lot of this powder from South America, and when the powder would run out, we would drink until we passed out. I think over the years I consumed enough alcohol that something changed in me and I became alcoholic. And I used to think I wasn't a bad alcoholic and I didn't have to do everything that you guys did around here. Subsequently, about the longest I ever made it was 5 years, and I would drink again. I've probably done that about 4 times. So like I said, if you add up 5, 5, 5, I've been sober a long time, but just not in a row. That doesn't mean much around here. So that's what my drinking looks like. And when I'm not drinking, I get off a plane this morning at LAX after traveling 28 hours from Sumatra and surfing for 4 weeks on a chartered boat and fishing and snorkeling. So that's what my life looks like when I'm not drinking. So why would someone like me drink? The only thing I can come up with is I'm powerless over alcohol. The most insane thing I ever do is when I'm stone cold sober is to pick up another drink. And I've done that after being locked up at George Bailey Detention Facility, if any of you guys know where that is, behind alcohol-related offenses, and on the cab ride with a bunch of other idiots getting out of jail, the cab stops at a liquor store, and I get liquor on the way to the train, you know, the trolley. I drink against my will. I swear it off, and it really means nothing. You know, I can look loved ones in the eye and promise them and swear to them I'll never do it again. I can look bosses in the eye and say I'm not going to drink anymore. I'm done. And until I tap into a power greater than myself, which I find in these rooms and by doing the steps and being of service, until I tap into that power, I'm hopeless and helpless. Like, I will drink every time. And the harder I try not to drink, seems the quicker I end up drunk. Cool. If I start yawning, it has nothing to do with my enthusiasm. It's just I've got some bad jet lag right now. But I will say, we were on this boat. I was with my best friend from childhood. He's sober. I'm sober. And we had a meeting almost every morning on that boat before we went surfing. And there would just be two of us, and we'd read out of the book, and then we'd share a little bit about what we read, and then we'd do the Serenity Prayer and then go surf for 3 hours. I have never in my life been to a place like Sumatra. It is literally on the edge of the world. The jungles are so thick you couldn't make it from the beach to that back wall. That's how thick the jungle is. And we came across a 22-foot reticulated python that had eaten a 150-pound goat, and the snake was about this big around. And when I walked up to it to look at it in the back of this guy's pickup truck, I thought it had eaten a child, and I was really scared. And then the farmer said, no, no, it ate one of my goats. And so that's the kind of stuff that was going on down there. But yeah. So what happens is I get sober, and then my life looks pretty good, and I start getting things back, and I have a broken memory. I cannot bring into with sufficient force into my memory what it was like, and then I start taking credit for how good my life gets. And I forget that the only reason my life's any good is because of Alcoholics Anonymous. Because if I take one drink of any type of alcohol, and that includes dry goods, I'll lose everything within a week, and I've done it multiple times. So what I'm doing differently this time, and it does not come naturally, nothing in this room that you guys do comes naturally to me. Mostly being of service. I think I'm just a self-centered alcoholic to the core, and I have to change that behavior. And that's action, you know. I have to stick out my hand. I don't like doing that. I have to introduce myself to people. I have to welcome people. I have to make coffee, I have to set up chairs, break down chairs, I have to do all those things that everybody does around here that stays sober. And for many times, I was unwilling to do that. And I've seen some newcomers around here, some guys coming back, and I know what it's like, man. But what I can tell you is when you tap into that power, and the obsession to drink and use is removed, my life gets a lot freer. And I get to do things like I just did, you know. If I'm drinking, I'm not even leaving the block that I live on in La Jolla except to go get more liquor, you know. And I'm so grateful that I don't have to drink. And there's a guy that I know from down around Pathfinders, and he says that this program is a flat-ass gift. And for me to be sober, it is a gift. It's a gift from God. And I forget that sometimes. You know, I started getting loaded at such a young age. I never gave sobriety or living sober a chance. And as it turns out for me, and probably for many of you in this room, living sober is a better life. And I need to hang on to it and be grateful for it every day. And today I am grateful. And I woke up this morning, or I woke up on the plane grateful. And I'm still grateful right now, you know. And for me, the biggest keys for me staying sober around here are being of service, being honest, and remaining grateful. So thanks a lot.